It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Eric Adams is pledging to rein in crime by increasing policing. WNYC's Elizabeth Kim went to Southeast Queens to see how his message was landing with prospective voters.
This part of Queens is often called the heart of the Black middle class in New York City, and politicians describe it as voter-rich because it accounts for almost a quarter of the total Black electorate in the city.
Everybody comes through Southeast Queens.
That's I, Danique Miller, the city council member who represents neighborhoods like Hollis, Jamaica, and Springfield Gardens. The area consists mostly of homeowners and tends to lean moderate. But in 2013, they supported progressive candidate Bill de Blasio, partly because he was a vocal critic of the NYPD's use of stop and frisk. Now, on the heels of the Black Lives Matter protests and a spike in gun violence, policing is once again a major issue in the race for mayor. This time around, Eric Adams, a Black man and a former NYPD captain, is pitching a different message on public safety.
We have allowed people to hijack to turn progressive. Black middle class people are progressive. I speak with them all the time.
He sees more police as the answer to rising crime, and he doesn't think people care that much about terms like moderate or progressive.
We just allow a pocket of people that are Twitter savvy to give the appearance that this is what's taking place in the Black and brown middle class community.
In conversations at a recent roller skating event in St. Albans, it seemed like he was making inroads with voters. Greg Vance was one of several who said Adams was their hands-down first choice for mayor.
He knows about the city. He lived in the city all of his life. I think he would be the best mayor to get the city back to where it was.
Other people said they were undecided, but not Tanya Dean, a former corrections officer. She is very much on Team Adams.
He understands the diversity. He grew up in the neighborhood. He's been a police officer for years, and he knows what's needed to bridge the gap between the communities and the officers so we can coexist.
Early voting starts Saturday. The primary is June 22nd. Elizabeth Kim, WNYC News.
Early voting starts tomorrow. The primary is June 22nd.